Let's check in what's happening in the beef dispute this lunchtime. Our Midlands correspondent Kieran Mullooly joins us from outside the Keepak plant in Kilbeggan in County Westmeath. The situation there, Kieran.
Well, I suppose there's two stories here, Anya. Like in other parts of the country, there have been indications here over the course of the last 12 hours that support for the blockade is dwindling. We heard reports this morning, in fact, that farmers in this area had voted they were going to cease this blockade tonight. But in the last few moments, I've been speaking to some of the workers, or some of the farmers and protesters on the gates, and they're saying pretty much the opposite. As far as they're concerned, they're staying put. They say that the management at this Keepak factory will not even meet them to discuss anything, and if the situation remains that way, that they're going to stay here. So I suppose that situation is perhaps similar to many towns and many factories around the country, Anya, because there's smaller groups of farmers involved. The numbers have definitely dwindled. Some of the larger beef producers seem to have left the gates. They've gone from these protests. Some of the smaller producers saying the deal hasn't got much for them and they're staying.
Mm-hmm. What's been happening at ABP Care? More temporary layoffs, I understand.
Yeah, this is a significant blow again for Care. This factory has already been through the mill and during this protest. That up to today, 355 employees have been temporarily laid off, and this morning APP announced they're going to lay off another 100. This is a significant part of their operations. They claim the blockade has cost local suppliers down there up to €6 million over the course of the protest so far, and they are putting pressure, huge pressure, on 7 or 8. Particular people who've been protesting there, but there's no sign at this stage of that blockade mm-hmm. being lifted.
And a problem too at Dawn Meats in Charleville.
Yeah, this is another one which has come to light in the last 24 hours, and it is a huge problem because, you know, like in many other plants around the country, a lot of beef had gone in prior to the disputes and the protest starting. So the Charleville, Dawn Meats in Charleville are saying today that, you know, up to 2 million of local beef is actually caught up inside the plant at this stage and in danger of being lost altogether. They're also, I suppose they're making the point, which is a feature in the last 24 hours, in that they're claiming that many of the people who are blockading their particular plant in Charleville are not actually beef farmers. I've heard this allegation in Ballyhaunis earlier in the week, and they're trying to, I suppose, make a point that some of the people involved are not actually customers mm-hmm. of the factories at all. Now, that may be the case in some of the plants, but the protesters I've spoken to in most areas this week have been people who have been doing business with the factories.
And there's a lot at stake, isn't there, at this point in a dispute, where, as you say, there's a bit of a crumble, but not an entire falling away of the blockades. Total staff layoffs, the cattle backlog. What kind of figures are we talking there at this stage?
Well, if you look back at ABP on its own, they've laid off over 1,400 people themselves in that group since this started. So the figure itself is heading for 10,000 and nationally. And you'd have to say, Anya, this lunchtime, that there's no massive crumble across the country. We're hearing reports that farmers are meeting at night and the votes are tight and there's possibly 3 to 4 more this afternoon. But look what's happened so far this week. OK, Slaney Meats in Buncloddy, that disappeared. The ABP plant in Rathkeel restarted, I gather, today. They went. Nina disappeared last night. They said they suspended. But apart from that, we haven't heard of you know, there are dozens of locations for these protests. We haven't heard of a massive withdrawal of people. And clearly, in most cases, the smaller beef producers are left on site. They're perhaps the people who would argue they're going to get less from the deals that has been mm-hmm. organised to date, and they're going to stick in their heels. Perhaps, as one of the farmers said to me here in Kilbeggan this morning, until management meets us and indicates to us what the base price for beef will be next week if we disappear today.
All right, thank you for that update. That's our Midlands correspondent, Kieran Mullooly.